Yeah.
Okay.
Your entire experience with your entire family, I mean, coming here, living in a house in San Francisco with like 20 of you guys in there, what would you have done differently? You know, looking back on your entire process, what would you have done differently?
Well, to be honest with you, I didn't really have control of what I could do differently because I was a kid, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you ask me if I was a person that immigrated here when I was 19,
yeah,
seeing my mom in those working conditions that she was doing, pulling all hell, hell like I was just to provide for everyone, I would just, I'd want to just stay in school and do whatever I need to do to help her, but also just talk to her, like, you know what, you got to let all these other people go. They're just trying to feed off your plate and they really care about you. You know, when I was growing up, they were like, because she was the only woman, like the only girl in the family, you know, they felt like it was their right to like be a father to every child, be a father to me, to my older brother, my older sister, who were teenagers at that time. So we were pretty much abused growing up by them. You know, they did like hit us with us for no reason. You know, you call it Filipino discipline with a tough? Nah, it was beyond that.
Oh, wow.
You know what I mean? I'm talking about coins, ashtrays being thrown at you and shit like that. You know, I don't want to spit too much war stories, but it was pretty much like him going up. So, my mom was like not around, but she had a lot of regret about how we grew up. She wished she was around, but she had to work so many hours to provide for everyone because A, she had to fulfill my grandpa's wishes. But it was his dying wish to say, remember what I said, take care of your brothers.
Yeah.
You know, it was her responsibility to do that. So, A, she had to fulfill that, and B, she didn't want to go back to being poor, going back to the Philippines. She wanted to take advantage of her opportunity here.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, we paid for that, as far as being abused.
So, I mean, now since your entire family, do you feel as if you're living the American dream now?
You know what,